Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Welcome to Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And I want to take time to just give a shout out and a thank you to evangelist missionary, Terry Rogers, who filled in for me a couple of weeks ago. And certainly you're going to be hearing from that young lady again because she did an outstanding job filling in for me. And certainly I want to acknowledge her and thank her for just taking the time out of her busy schedule to fill in for your host, myself, Dr. Carey. You know, as is our custom, we get to the announcements, and certainly I want you to note that Amazing Grace School of Ministry, we will be starting classes soon, so look for those classes, look for the topics, and certainly I will be informing you of that information at a later date. I will be speaking at a Redeeming Grace Church of God in Christ on March the 17th, 2019 at 4 p.m. And certainly I want you to put that in your schedules, and I would love to see you there. I would love to see who is listen to this radio show and meet you and greet you and show you some love. Amen. So for more information on anything that I've talked about, please give me a call. 309-750-7584. Today I was going to ask for you to meet me at Spring Forth Ministries Church for their Heart of Gold service, but that service has been canceled, and I'll let you know when it will be held. We want to keep Pastor Sherry, who's the pastor of Spring Forth Ministries, in our prayers. We want to keep Mother Parker, who is her mother, in our prayers, because Mother Parker is in the hospital right now. And certainly we know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we want to bombard heaven for Pastor Sherry's strength, but we want to pray for healing for Mother Parker. You know, we've been talking about love, the theme of this show, and I'm going right into the topic. Love brought me home. And today we're going to talk about who is man, that God is mindful of us. And certainly we want to walk in love. God is a God of love. And I chose this topic, or the Lord gave me this topic, for one, it's Valentine's Day, and next Thursday is Valentine's. And we want to show some love to your family, strangers, but just be kind. You know, we see so many times on the television that they're talking about acts of kindness, but we as the children of God ought to walk in love all the time, because God is love, and we represent God, who is a God of love, and we are to walk in His grace, His love, His compassion, His mercy, and we are to uplift somebody. You know, it doesn't hurt to get a small box of candy to give to somebody. You know, I was just thinking about you, and, you know, I just want to give you a little love. So on this week, I encourage you that's listening, and that those that may listen to this radio show, that you will show some acts of kindness in relation to the theme, because we're talking about love, and certainly we want to exercise that love one to another. So Psalms 8, chapter 8, verses 3-6 reads, and this is the standard English Standard Version. When I look at your heavens, the works of your fingers, moons and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet ye have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. Ye have given him dominion over the works of your hands, and you have put all things under his feet. You know, before we have been talking, the theme of this month is love brought me home. And we've been answering the question, what is love? We looked at it last week in terms of scriptures. Here we are, and we're talking about who is man that God is mindful. God loves us so that he is concerned with our every need, our every thought, our feelings and our problems, our everyday issues. And for me, I'm a caregiver. I have my parents, and certainly God is concerned for my well-being. And, you know, our parents, if we're blessed to still have our parents with us, they're growing older, they're getting older, and they have more medical problems. And certainly as children, we are concerned about their needs. We're concerned about caring for our parents. And it's certainly God's goodness and grace that we are able to be able to do this with the help of the Lord. But he is so concerned about us. He is so mindful of us. He so loves us that we do not go through any situation that God is not there with us. If we read Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39, it reads, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ, through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord." God's love for us is so pure, trustworthy, and consistent. God is love. God is love. God is the love of our lives. He breathed life into us and sent Jesus Christ to die for us. God loves us so unconditionally that, you know, we experience some detrimental things or events throughout our lives. If we look at the television, if we look at people that are getting burned out, if we look at people and families that are going through so many traumatic events, and we say to ourselves, if it had not been for the grace of God, certainly those situations, I could be in those same situations. So life hits us hard. Sometimes we ask the question, is there a God? Because I'm going through so many hardships, so many pains, so many trials and tribulations. I'm here to let you know that there is a God, and he's still in control, and he loves you. And even though you think you're maybe going through some problems or situations by yourself, I'm here to let you know you're not, because God is right there. He's right there with you. So be encouraged, because God really does love you. You know, he will send some help your way. He has sent something your way to give you an assistance. Some person may come to your aid, because God is still in control. You know, we have been created for a great purpose. We have been designed to fulfill God's purpose in us. So if God is a God of love, then we as individuals must walk in love. You know, sometimes we really don't understand, or we really don't get God's love for us, because it's evident in some of the stupid decisions that we make and some of the interactions and the thoughts that we encounter. And I take stupid back, but, you know, sometimes we've made decisions that have not been in our benefit, or decisions that were not God approved, which is a better word. But God is right there to say, you know, we put God back burner. We feel like, you know, our own intellect and our own thinking and our own thoughts, you know, we can figure out the problems or the situations that we get involved in. And when we get in a mess and we can't get out of, then we cry, "Lord, help me. Father, help me. I need your help. Help me." And God is gracious enough to come right along and to help us. Throughout scriptures, throughout the word of God, God clearly identifies his children. God certainly in the Word, expresses and exercises his love for us. He exercises it in action. And how does he exercise his love in action? He forgives us, he covers us, he protects us, he provides for us, he heals us, he restores us, he reveals to us, he rewards us, he establishes us, and he demonstrates his grace and his mercy and his power in our lives. Now, we know this scripture. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then we go to this scripture, 1 John 4:16, and it reads, so we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whosoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Now, I have been dealing with 1 Corinthians, and I want you to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and that's the love book. It talks about God's love. It talks about love, and it defines love. It talks about the fact that love is patient. Love is kind. It's not jealous. It's not proud. It's not puffed up. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then it goes all the way down to the 13th, and I want to read that verse to you. Three things, and this is the English. No, this is the New Living Translation. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And the King James Version says charity, but it's defined as love. We've been talking about and trying to answer what is love. We talked about the agape love. We talked about the chesed and how God loves us steadfastly and how he provides us with loving kindness, and how agape love is that kind of love that God wants in us to fulfill his greatest commandment in Matthew 22:37. We talk about how he loves us and how he loves us and shows it to us. And we talked about that in our first episode of this series. We defined the word agape. We talked about how it differs from other love. We know that there's various types of love outlined or defined in the Greek, philia, eros. But we're talking about God's love. We're talking about his steadfast love. We're talking about the kind of love that he manifests to us by the death of his, by sending his son to die for us, and how he loves us on a daily basis. But now I want to go to Psalms 8. It says, when I look at your heavens and the works of your hands and the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Who are we that you just loved us enough from when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden to say that Jesus stepped up to say, I'm going to go down and be a ransom for their sins. I'm going to be that lamb that's going to die for their sins. Throughout the Old Testament, we see that the Israelites had to make sacrifices and had to take a lamb that was without spot and blemish, and that blood covered their sins. Christ came down from heaven. Now, the word in John says that he was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. Meaning that Jesus was all the way back in the beginning with God. He was the Word. He is the Word. Hallelujah. And because he is the Word came down in human form, and it came down in human form to sacrifice and to show to us that he loves us. 1 John 3:1 says, and this is the King James Version, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because he know him not. He loved us so, hallelujah, that his son came down, died for us. And when he died for us, it put us in a different category. It made us those that accepted Christ as their saviors, and those that have not, you need to accept him. That now we in a different category. What is man? Who is man? That thou art mindful of him. You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under his feet. Now, all things under his feet. Now, this is the Old Testament, y'all. This is the Psalms. This is not the New Testament. This is the Old Testament. David was talking about the glorious nature of God, that he would adopt us as his very own, as sons of man. We ain't got to the New Testament where Jesus comes on the scene. And when Jesus comes on the scene and he dies on the cross for us and he's buried for 3 days, and when he comes up from the grave, he has all power in his hands. And sin has no longer have the sting that it had before the New Testament, before the in the Old Testament, with the lamb being laid on the altar and sacrifices and their blood being sacrificed for our sins, for their sins. Now we got the New Testament. Now we in Jesus, and we go on back to Psalms 8, and absorb, I want you to see the manner of love, the great love that God has for us, that he bestows on us, or he calls us effectively the Son of God. He loves us so. God looks into, hallelujah, I'm sorry, I'm getting excited, y'all, when I think about how God loves me. How God, and I take it personally, because I know that if it had not been the goodness of Jesus, where would I have been? You know, when we go through trials and tribulations, and we go through sicknesses, we go through illnesses, and then when people see us, and they see us back in maybe church or work, and they look at us and they make a statement, oh, you don't look like you've ever been sick. That's because the love of God comes in and he moves his anointing, his power, his blood comes over us and it changes us. So we don't look like what we've been through. God looks into our future, and he who calls those things that are not yet to be. He looks over our faults and he sees our potential. He sees what we can be in him. He sees our hearts. He knows our character. He loves us in spite of who we are. Some, you know, he took murderers and he took sinners and made them love his people. He changed them. The love of God changes us. It transforms us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father adopts all of the children of the Son. Who is the Son? Well, the Son is Jesus. Being the Son, Jesus calls us and makes us his brethren. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is Psalms 8. David is talking about a relationship that we find over in the New Testament, that Jesus comes and he exercises that love to bring us into fellowship with Christ, with God. You can't get to God but through Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he came, he died. That's love, y'all. What a man. Who are we that God will lay this kind of love upon us? The great love of our eternal Father, such that we should be made and called his sons. So through Christ Jesus, God's eternal great love for us, when we get on the Lord's side and adopted into the royal family, we are called his sons, who by our heirs of sin and guilt, curse of God, we were heirs, y'all. Adam and Eve, the sins, we were heirs. Hallelujah. We who, the children of corruption, disobedience, ingratitude because of sin. But now, the holy God is not ashamed to call us his sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Now, when we look at this verse, Psalms 8, verses 3 through 6, and I'm going to read the Amplified Version. Hallelujah. When I view and consider your heavens, the works of your hands, the moon and the stars which you have ordained and established, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of earthborn man that ye care for him? Yet ye have made him but a little lower than God or heavenly beings, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under his feet. See, David here goes on to magnify and honor God, and he recounts the honor that God has put onto man. And now, back then, God was looking at where Jesus is going to come on the scene, especially the Son of Man, Christ Jesus. You know, looking at the heavens, looking at the heavenly being, God has said, look, I'm mindful of you. I see your problems, I see your hurts, I see your pains. And see, that's another reason why Satan hates us. And Satan hates you, beloved. He hates you with an intensity. He tries to throw every obstacle in your way because he knows that God has it fixed. We have to stand back and understand that God loves us. God loves us enough to send his son. God loves us so that he's mindful of us, that we are in a position, that he has put us in a place of authority and dominion where we can speak and we can declare the love of God, and we can say that the enemy has no authority in our lives. We can speak because God has given us that dominion. The scripture speaks of it. We walk with the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Because Christ came and he died for our sins, and he left the power arm of God, I so call the Holy Spirit. God has the Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us, to provide comfort for us. Hallelujah. So when we consider all of this, that God has put all these things in place, God has made us, God has expressed his adoration. What is man? Lord, what is man? sinful, wretched, miserable man, a creature so forgettable of thee in his duties to thee, that thou art mindful of him, that thou takest knowledge of me, of my actions, of my affairs, that in the making of the world that thou hast respect to him. What is the son of man that thou visitest him, that thou not only feedest me or us and clothes us, protects us and provides for us in common with other creatures, but he visited us. He's our friend. He visits us as one friend does another. He's pleased to converse with us, to be concerned for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is man? Hallelujah. So a creature that he should honor us, that he should show favor to us. God loves us so that he has crowned us. We're a little bit above the angels, crowned us with glory and honor. Hallelujah. He's invested in us. We have dominion over creation under God, and he is the constant. He is Lord. He's King. But he has made us to have dominion as we walk in him, as we seek him. When you feel as though you are not loved, quickly get those thoughts out of your head. Those are lies. The truth declares that God's word declares out loud that God loves us. He loves us so that he sent his son. He sent his son to die for our sins. And we have to believe the word of God. We have to believe in Jesus Christ and to know that I will not perish but have everlasting life. God loves us. He loves us so that he is concerned. He's concerned for our well-being. We are somebody in God's eyes. We are somebody. He's made us for his purpose and for his plan. And whatever situation that you're going through right now, it's for your betterment. It's for a greater good that God has for you. He's right there with you. Don't think that you're not loved. Don't think that he's not concerned for you, because he is definitely concerned for your well-being. We are going to go into prayer. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you, God, for this lesson that you have given for your people. I pray now for healing of those that are sick. I pray now for healing for those that need a touch in the name of Jesus. I declare your will and I declare your purpose tonight. Pray even now, God, that you shine your love upon them, God. Shine your love upon them, God, that they may feel and walk in the radiance of your love in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you'll move like never before. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, make this word applicable in their lives, God. Allow them to walk in it. God, give them a hunger and thirst for your righteousness. Give them a hunger and thirst to read more of your word. Give them a hunger and thirst to seek the more of you. And God, as we continue throughout our day, I pray, God, that you move, God, protect us, God. Continue to show your love. Continue to show your love on a day-to-day basis, God, as we walk, as we talk, as we give you the glory. God, we want to say happy Valentine's Day to you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And God, continue to bless us. Continue to bless each and every listener, God, as they listen. Those that hung up, Father God, continue to touch them, God. Touch everyone that will listen to this blog, Father God. Touch them mightily, God. Speak to their hearts, Holy Spirit, and move like never before. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, I want to challenge you. We've been talking about love. I want to challenge you to write a love letter. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 I want to challenge you to write a love letter to God. Hallelujah. As we approach Valentine's Day, I need you, I encourage you, I challenge you to write a love letter to God. Lord, I love you. God, I magnify you. Who am I that thou art mindful of me? You love me so that you take me from day to day. If it had not been for your goodness, write him a love letter and talk about his goodness. Talk about the things that he's done for you. Praise him for who he is and worship him. And just put in the letter your love and adoration like you would give a love letter to that significant other. But be intimate with God on this week. It's Valentine's. We're going into Valentine's week. Be intimate with him. Love on him. Wake up in the morning and say, God, I love you. God, I love you and I praise you. God, I thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Because if it had not been for you, I would not be able to breathe on this morning. If it had not been for you, I've been one of those ones shot on last night. I thank you, God, that I'm waking up to a home or an apartment or a house, and it has not been any fire. I'm not outdoors. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because you have been such a blessing to me. Love. The theme is love. Love brought me home. Home being that relationship. Home being that point where you go back and reestablish your intimacy with the Creator, your intimacy with loving on him, your intimacy with loving him, hallelujah, just spending time in his presence. Holy Spirit, help me to rededicate that intimacy, to re-fall in love with my God, with my Savior. Fall in love all over again with him. You know how you were when you fell in love. Giggle all the time. Re-fall in love. Love brought me home. Love brought me back to this intimate relationship with Christ. That for no reason at all, I just say thank you, God, in the midst of what I'm doing. And when I think of his goodness, a smile shows up on my face. Because I think about in the past what he's done for me. And when I think about how he loves me, how he shines his grace and his mercy upon me, then I realize that I'm somebody to him. How he looks past my faults. And those times when I thought that I could fix the problem all by myself, and no good and well I couldn't, but I wanted to try anyway, and I want to put God on a curve, and yet he sits by patiently and waits for me to work it out, to try to work it out. And when I give up on it, he comes in and he fixes it. Hallelujah. And then now I want to feel kind of guilty or ashamed But God says, don't worry about that. You don't have to feel that way. Because I knew who and what you were going to do before you even done it. You just need to know that you loved. And we're going to make some mistakes. And he's right there to pick us up. He's right there to love on us. And that's how we have to be. Well, next week, I will be talking about loving my enemies as myself. This is a love month, y'all. Not only is it Black History, but it's also a love month. And I know we're discussing our heritage, African-American heritage, Black History, but continue to walk in love even as we look back over what our forefathers have gone through. But God was right there to see us through. Again, if there's any questions that you may have, I'm Dr. Maria Carey. My cell phone number is 309-750-7584. I want to say once again, I thank our guest host that was on and taught a lesson a couple of weeks, and look for her. She will be back on this month, and certainly I will let you know when she'll be back on next week. But get ready. We're doing bigger and better things. Thank God for you that have stuck in for this extra 15 minutes. Some of you still have to get used to it. But again, God is good in his grace and mercy. Sometimes it may be 15 minutes. It may be 30 minutes, but it depends on the flow of the Spirit and how the Lord leads us and the conversations that we're going to have. Because we're going to have some unique conversations on this blog. We're going to talk about the goodness of Jesus and how we can move forward in the Lord, how that we can make this word applicable to our lives. How can you walk in love? I'm challenging you again to write that love letter to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, and talk about and be intimate, because this is a love letter that I will never see, but certainly he knows your heart, and we want to get reacquainted with him again. Problems and situations will distract us and will make us fall out of love with the Father, but we want to keep that intimate relationship because he loves us just that much. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. Give me a call. Send me a text to let me know what you think, good, bad, ugly. I need more of this, or I have a question about this. I'm open. This is your humble servant. I see you on next week. God bless. Bye-bye.